This is Carrie Gallagher. My Honors History 9 D-Block students have been studying life in colonial America prior to the Revolutionary War. This podcast will cover information about the First Great Awakening and the tension between colonists and Native Americans due to colonial westward expansion.
I'm Althea.
And I'm Megan.
In 18th century colonial America, expansion was common because of an increase in population due to immigration and high birth rates. This westward expansion caused tension between the natives, who were already on the land, and the English settlers, who believed that they used the land more effectively. The governor of Pennsylvania explained his ideas of land in this short quote.
It is very true that lands are of late becoming more valuable, but what rises their value? It is not entirely owing to the industry and labor used by the white people in their cultivation and improvement. Had they not come among you, these lands would have been of no use any further than to maintain you. The value of the land is no more than it is worth in money. Governor of Pennsylvania, July 7th, 1742.
According to the governor, land was only valuable if white people cultivated it and used it to its full potential, which in his opinion, the natives did not do. They wasted the land. He thinks that the land is only valuable for the money it can help produce.
I'm Stephanie.
I'm Emily.
The once powerful, dominating Iroquois became weak and unable to stop colonial westward movement in the mid-1700s because of war and disease from trade with European colonists. Count Asantego described the native perspective when he said,
"We know our lands are now become more valuable. The white people think we do not know their value, but we are sensible that the land is everlasting, and the few goods we receive for it are soon worn out and gone. Besides, we are not well treated with respect to the lands still unsold by us. Your people daily settle on these lands and spoil our hunting. Your horses and cows have eaten the grass our deer used to feed on." Count Asantego, Iroquois leader, July 7th, 1742.
Count Asantego and his people believed it was unacceptable for them to accept goods and money as payment for lands they had once lived and hunted on, because the supplies that they got from trade wouldn't sustain them in the long run, whereas the land would.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Amanda.
The Great Awakening was the revival of religious feeling where priests began preaching, especially to young men and women of all ages. People in the colonies had fallen away from the faith of their ancestors. Ministers like Jonathan Edwards wanted to preach to large audiences because they sought to remind people of the power of God and to remind them of the authority of the ministers.
O sinner, consider the fearful danger you are in. It is a great furnace of wrath, a wide and bottomless pit, full of the fire of wrath that you are held over in the hand of that God, whose wrath is provoked and incensed as much against you as many of the damned in hell. You hang by a slender thread. Jonathan Edwards, Sinners in the Hand of an Angry God speech.
Edwards is saying that if you don't follow what he preaches, you'll go to hell. Many people were terrified at the thought of going to hell.
I'm Willie.
I'm John.
Other preachers, such as George Whitefield, encouraged people to think and act independently of what official books and clergy said. Then, the focus of the Great Awakening was not only religious revival, but also about ideas regarding independence and equality. George Whitefield said,
"The generality of preachers talk of an unknown, unfelt Christ, and the reason why congregations have been so dead is because dead men preach to them."
At this time, many people wanted to join the Baptist and Methodist faiths. Preaching similar ideals to those of George Whitefield, these denominations attracted new followers for their ideas of equality and empowerment of the lower class. George Whitefield's quote talks about how people wanted individual relationships with God, and the Methodists and Baptists provided this.
I'm Willie.
I'm John.
Other preachers, such as George Whitefield, encouraged people to think and act independently of what official books and clergy said. Then, the focus of the Great Awakening was not only religious revival, but also about ideas regarding independence and equality. George Whitefield said,
"The generality of preachers talk of an unknown, unfelt Christ, and the reason why congregations have been so dead is because dead men preach to them."
At this time, many people joined the Baptist and Methodist faiths. Preaching similar ideals to those of George Whitefield, these denominations attracted new followers for their ideas of equality and empowerment of the lower class. George Whitefield's quote talks about how people wanted individual relationships with God, and the Methodists and Baptists provided this.